Gregory Miller of the Bondi Cinema Club. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, hi Sam, how are you?
I'm going very well. And Gregory, can you tell us a bit about the Bondi Cinema Club and its upcoming screening of Hirokazu Kurita's Shoplifters?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bondi Cinema Club, we screen at the Bondi Pavilion down at the beach there. upstairs there's a theatreette and it seats about 200 people. So we, you know, it's a beautiful location. We've got a bar, you know, you can have a drink, mm-hmm. come and see a film. It's, you know, but you know, the thing is we're really trying to show art house films. Mm-hmm. That's really our mantra, is art house. And even, you know, stretching into sort of what we quite call cinematheque films, you know, showing real genre-type films and, you know, new wave and, you know, really going into the depth of cinema. Because what else are you saying? You know, there's so much availability to see stuff on the net and everywhere, but in some ways there's less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there are less art house screens in Sydney now. There are less... There's no real cinematheque, you know. It's hard to see some of these films, you know, which, you know, I was as a student, and I guess other students studying it, you know, have you know, saw them in the past. But you know, it's hard to go back and look at, you know, films by Antonioni, Godard, Truffaut, Raoul Ruiz, you know, the genre directors like John Huston, Billy mm-hmm. Wilder, Murnau, Jean Vigo, Buñuel, you know, all these amazing names. You've probably heard of them, but have you ever seen their films?
Right. So you obviously don't just focus on recent releases. You also screen a lot of vintage films.
Yeah, well, that's our plan. That's our aim. You know, we've sort of only started fairly recently. This is sort of our second season. So we do, you know, art house films that have been on recently, often they don't get much of a run.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Shoplifters, you know, a fantastic film. You know, it won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, you know, which is a pretty ringing endorsement of a movie. But it's a very independent film. It's Japanese. It's a small film in a way, very personal. It's character-driven. You know, it's about, you know, in Japan, of all places, about a group of very poor, you know, people really almost living on the street, who resort to petty crime and shoplifting to survive. But it's a very deep, you know, it's a wonderful story. So we're really happy to have it. And, you know, it's you're not likely to see it around many other places at the moment, I don't think.
And how popular have Australian films been when they've been screened at your club?
Australian films, you know, once again, get such a bad run at the box office.
Yes.
You know, it's just shocking.
It's shockingly bad.
You get 1 week, you know. Some, you know, people, filmmaker friends of mine who have made feature films and then you know, seen them go on for 1 week and then just disappear forever. And, yeah, so we have a fantastic one coming up after, you know, following in May, because, you know, we screen once a month, so it's usually on Tuesdays. Actually, in May, it's going to be on a Wednesday, the 1st mm-hmm. of May. And it's called Jerga. And it was Australia's entrance in the Academy Awards for Best Foreign Film. Didn't actually get a gong there, but it's had other great awards, including the Actor Award and CineFest Prize. You know, it was a $100,000 prize it got in Western Australia. Amazing film, very low budget, great director, Ben Gilmore. He's done two other feature films and some really amazing documentaries, and he went to Afghanistan pretty much himself and an actor, you know, half his funding dropped out the week before they started shooting, and they went ahead and made this spectacular film. Once again, a small film, small story, but a big theme. About an Aussie soldier who fought in Afghanistan, who goes back.
What kind of selection criteria do you apply to the films that you screen? How do you pick them?
Okay, well, it's something to do with, you know, how long they got a screening for, particularly with the recent mm-hmm. ones. You know, if they seem to, and it's a bit intuitive. It's you know, did that film come and go? And you know, you ask a few people, did they see it? And they go, no, but I'd love to.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit intuitive like that, like with things like Shoplifters and, mm-hmm. and Jerga. And then it's kind of, we just dig into it, you know, the great wealth of cinema history that we can get into. And, you know, I could go on forever about it.
Do you have a favorite recent or upcoming screening of your own?
At this, at this,
at the cinema club. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, the one I reckon I'd love to tell people about is Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is, I don't know if people saw La La Land a few years ago, but that was basically a remake of this film that was, you know, made about 1964 in France and was an extraordinary film at the time. As much as for anything else, is that the whole thing is sung to music.
Amazing.
The whole film, and it's a bittersweet love story, as is, you know, La La Land, but it is just extraordinary, and it's much better than La La Land too. But you know, fantastic film. I'd go to that. That's actually a double, so we're doubling that up with Kusama, Infinity, which is about the amazing Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama.
Right. Well, that sounds really cool. Thank you so much for sharing some of what's going to be on with us this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on the show. And actually, look, if any of your listeners would like to come along, the next screening is actually tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock. Maybe they could give you a call and, you know, we'll give them a couple of free passes to come and see shop.
There you go. Very generous offer. Thank you so much, Gregory.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Thank you.